The police fired 3 to 4 shots, one of which hit her baby, and another which hit the driver. While it's unclear whether or not there was any validity to the claim that diapers had been shoplifted, community members say that even if they had, diapers should never cost a life.
My position is, if she had walked out of there with every pamper in the store, that did not elevate the situation to shooting a gun.
Cynthia Gnote is a gender, race, and class sociologist.
For a child to have died in a Walmart parking lot with police shooting at a car while the mom is trying to signal there's a baby in the car, it's just beyond heartbreaking.
Incidentally, a package of diapers at Walmart is around $27.97. This price point for this basic necessity perhaps gives context to why the National Diaper Bank Network showed that as many as 1 in 2 households with young children struggle with diaper insecurity or an inadequate supply of diaper for their young babies. Gnote says that even if diapers had in fact been shoplifting, it's a troubling symptom of a larger societal problem that police prioritize the profit of Walmart over the life of a child.
When we have a society that so highly values profit over people, goods and physical property over human life, then you have situations like this heartbreaking one where an officer is shooting at a car with a baby and 2 women in it. I wish that were a one-time instance. And we know it's not. There's so many instances where police are called because someone is supposedly trespassing on a property. But it makes me think of the Ahmaud Arbery case where he was jogging in a neighborhood and there was a new build. And evidently he went to kind of look at, oh, what is this new build? And neighbors thought his life was far less important than somehow guarding a property that was not even theirs.
And she says, in the context of a patriarchal society that often criminalizes poor or struggling mothers and blames the mothers for their own struggles, we're causing harm not only to women, but to generations of children.
So often the women themselves are blamed for their, you know, combination of race, class, and gender status and the limited number of options that are in front of them, when that is a societal issue. That's a societal failing, not that mother's failing. When people have all the healthy options in front of them and the education about how to access those options, then we can really start changing those patterns. But criminalizing the women is absolutely doing nothing. If they are seen as less than property or profit, we've lost as a society.
That's race, gender, and class sociologist Cynthia Gnote.
I'm Sharon Sabota with KPFA News